Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday, and I got to tell you something. It is an absolutely glorious day weather-wise. Gosh, if you do not have your doors and windows opened, you are missing out on and what could very well be the nicest day that we've had in a while. Just comfortable and bright, and oh, it's wonderful. Enjoy it. Now, the rest of the week, actually, if you don't enjoy today, the rest of the week is going to be fundamentally what we're experiencing today. What's going on down there in Chesterfield? There's some weird stuff going on with elections and changing the way elections are done in Chesterfield County. You know what I'm talking about? I've had a number of people reach out to me, say, hey, you got to poke around a little bit, Mr. Katz, and find out what's going on down there. Well, Kevin Carroll, who is a member of the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors, is going to be with us at 5:35. He's going to have to explain it to us, or explain it to me, because I want to know what's going on. Now, I don't live in Chesterfield, as you know. But I got a lot of friends down there in Chesterfield, great people in Chesterfield. And what I hear and see, and I'm told by many people, that there is apparently some sort of an effort to completely and totally change the way people will be able to vote in Chesterfield County, going from your local polling places. And what do you have in Chesterfield, Germsbury? It's like 300, I think. 250, 300. And somehow consolidating all of that into a handful of voting locations? That doesn't strike me as sensible. Chesterfield has about 400,000 people in the county. It is part of the reason I don't live down in Chesterfield. Just too many people. You know, I grew up in the city of Philadelphia, man. We had 2 million people in the city when I grew up. And I thought, yeah, that's I don't need to be in urban congestion anymore. And so here I am. I'm out in Hanover County, and we're all filled up. Anybody who's thinking, well, it might be a good place to go, I'm sorry. No, we're all filled. You can come and visit. In fact, I'll give you a list of places you ought to visit, spend your money, and then leave. That's all. But Chesterfield's just too congested for me at this point. So how would you improve anybody's life down there if you do away with the local polling places and then just have voting? What did I see in this note here? A couple of notes. Voting centers. Seems to me like you're going to have much longer lines. You're going to make it much less convenient for people who, you know, are burdened by work. But Kevin Carroll, who's a member of the Chesterfield County Board of Supes, and a really, honest to goodness, great guy. And he and his lovely bride, and my lovely bride and I, are overdue for dinner and drinks, but that's just a side note. Jimmy Galliano is going to be with us at 3:35. There's more criminal activity, but the Supreme Court has now come down with some very, very, very good news for President Trump, and it does impact and affect President Trump's effort to rein in crime around America. Supreme Court said you cannot limit these ICE activities out in L.A., as an example. ICE is out and about across the nation, you know that. And they are doing their best to remove illegal aliens and other criminals. And out in Los Angeles, they were doing a really, really, really good job. And so, of course, the Uber leftists said, oh, man, no. We're all in favor of criminals. I mean, we're seeing that day after day. My old city of Charlotte, North Carolina, God, that place has just gone to hell in a handbasket. It really has. That brutal murder. And the mayor there, a far left-wing lady that I remember. I mean, I haven't been there in a long time, but I remember her. And she's all on board with the criminals. The guy that committed the murder, allegedly, caught on video, on board one of the light rail cars, had been arrested and had been through the criminal justice system. Negative interactions with law enforcement, by the way, 18 separate times. I guess 19, you know, this will be 19. That'll be the one that actually results in some punishment. But Justice Department went to the Supreme Court and said, we have to enforce the law. You know, in California, as an example, you know what? We don't even have to go to California. Right here in Virginia, Abigail Spamberger, Ghazala Hashmi, and Jay Jones are all telling you that they're opposed to ICE enforcing the law, right? They don't want any enforcement of immigration law. And the argument that Spamberger, Hashmi, Jones, and these other crazy left-wingers from New York and California make is, oh, well, you know, that's a federal responsibility. We don't want any of our state agencies or local agencies cooperating. That's their defense on this. Oh, it's not that we're against enforcing the law. We just don't want to cooperate in any way with the people who are enforcing the law. So President Trump and the department just said, well, listen, on the one hand, you've got these leftists who are telling you, Supremes, they don't want to be involved in enforcing immigration law. They don't want to help us. They don't want to run a license plate or tip us off. They're refusing to honor our detainers inside of their jails and prisons. So we don't have any choice. We got to go out and completely and totally do the job. And we're going to do it in a very heightened manner. Some have said aggressive. Others have said hard line. Call it what it is. I don't care. But they're getting the job done. And that's what is so upsetting to those Uber leftists. So the Supreme Court has agreed with the Department of Justice. Supreme Court agrees with President Trump. Yeah. And I'm paraphrasing here because, you know, I'm not actually a practitioner of the dark arts, so I don't use a lot of that legalese. But fundamentally, they said to President Trump, full steam ahead, Mr. President. And at the same time they did that, they also pointed out that the President of the United States absolutely has the right to remove people from positions like, oh, I don't know, a membership on the Federal Trade Commission. The high court is going to be examining a lot of cases that deal with presidential authority. My sense from these two decisions is that it is going to be maybe not 100% with President Trump and his team, but pretty doggone close. It is going to make clear that the president absolutely has the right to do this and this and this and this, and they just go down the list. I also think that after that happens, after those decisions come down, you know, I don't do predictions, so I'm not going to predict anything, but I would not be surprised if Justice Alito and Justice Thomas said, now is a good time for us to retire. Retire now. President Trump gets to appoint the replacements. The Republican control of the Senate, such as it is, I don't think is going to get any better. And it does look like this John Thune character is finally starting to kick some stuff into gear, this would be a good time to get stuff done like that, like confirmations for new members of the Supreme Court. Again, I'm just sort of spitballing here. I don't know any of this. Nobody's picked up the phone. President Trump has not texted me and said, hey, Jeff, I just want you to know. Blah, 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 blah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's all. All right. Listen, I want you to reach out to me on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You are always, in fact, welcome to send me a lovely text or a not so lovely text, 833-804-1140. Quick reminder, I'm not here tomorrow or Wednesday. Don't get scared. Don't get nervous. Well, you can be upset if you want. I mean, you could weep a bit that I won't be here, but nothing bad. I have some certain commitments to our special needs community. I was honored a little more than a year ago being appointed to Virginia's board for disabilities, and we have a big two-day retreat. So I will be part of that tomorrow and Wednesday. And yes, tomorrow is my birthday. Thank you very much to everybody who has already reached out to wish me an early happy birthday. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. Although it is a little weird on the birthday. I'm just going to share this quickly. I'm not going to dwell on it. But I'm not a math guy, as you know. But I did do this math. And I realized, wow, with this birthday, I will be turning 11 years younger than my dad was when he passed away. I know, it's really maudlin and brings the whole room down. I'm sorry, but it is the truth. And so I'm looking at that going, well, God forbid that happens. What happens if the reality is, hey, Jeff, you got 11 years. What do you do? Right? I'm telling you right now, you got to look at things and start making some decisions. Or at least that's what I told myself. And so far, myself has been listening. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.